Blog Talk Radio.
With the problem. At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
Yeah, I want to do this at judicial judgment. It's like some boy keep some election the other day, and then to win some seats. You gotta swear them out to it because I've always some problem now. Watch this.
Now you win, you vote. Tell me, what is it you gonna promote, Babylon? Now you win, you see. Tell me, what you gonna do for the youth, them on the street? Now you win, you vote, son. Tell me, what is it you gonna promote? Now you win, you see. Tell me, what you gonna do for the youth, them on the street? In our dear, them and them big shipments are gone. We shoot out to the youth, them in a slum. Every day, them and them gone. And them not stop gone till them gone a black brother done. Then them say them are gonna read the budget. Promises, all that them left. And till now, none are fulfilled yet. As a fireball. Now you win, you vote. Tell me, what is it you gonna promote? Now you win, you seek. What you gonna do for the youth, them on the street? Now you win, you vote. Politician, tell me, what is it you gonna promote? Now you win, you seek. Well, what you gonna do for the youth when you keep street party? And we can't keep a dance. And to the youth you give no chance. You're living in a high scaper, skyscraper, sleeping in a presidential suite. We do the work, you get the praises, while you drink champagne and say cheers. Bobby Ryan, boy, politician, boy, Lord. Now you will, you vote. Tell me, what is it you got from out now, now? Now you will, you see, politician. Tell me, what you doing for the youth, them on the street? Now you will, you vote. Tell me, what is it you gonna promote now? Now you will, you see. Tell me, what you gonna do? The city make the youth, them hungry in the street. Youth, them a haunted, so me see. Youth, them a hungry in the street. Youth, them a wanted, so me repeat. For stolen garbage and broken sewage, mosquitoes and flies. The place can take just anything can take us. Out there for a ride. Watch how you step it. Watch how you move it. Be wise, get the youth. Oh Lord, very well. Now they're with them all. Now you win, you seek. What you gonna do now, yo? In our dear, them and them big shipments are gone. We shoot out to the youth, them in the slum. Every day, them and them gone. And them not stop gone till them gone, them black brother done. Then they say them are gonna read the budget. Promises, all that them left. Until now, none of fulfill yet. Fire burn them out around now, now. Fire burn them out the room. Fire them, burn them out the room, no, no.
Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob, here at Blog Talk Radio. Hope everybody's having a good week so far. I wanted to do this show for a while. I'm wanting to get into it because I'm pretty fucking tired and sick. These goddamn so-called conscious motherfuckers talking shit about black veterans or people, blacks in the military. And I give them that question, every last fucking one of them. I give them the same damn question. What was the alternative? What did you have put in place so I wouldn't have to join? What did you have to go ahead and stop me from going ahead and getting involved in that? The same fucking system you got to go ahead and stop a lot of young brothers and sisters from going to prison? Nothing. You can't even stand up to these motherfuckers in the street, but you want to go ahead and do your punk ass videos and all that other nasty ass shit. They go ahead and talk stuff about me and people like me. We grew up kind of rough. We didn't have much. I couldn't go to college. I got my college time in when I got into service. I think you people are just afraid and you just all fucking talk. You ain't even funding the shit you're doing. You run around going ahead with your silly ass books and videos. Where that money going? Take it in your goddamn pocket. Put it toward doing something that's going to grow money for the community, the people that you so-called, that you say you represent, that you fuck. People like me had training, been through some shit. It's guys who've been through worse shit than me can come back home and do real shit for the community, help organize and unify the community. And you niggas trying to tear us down. I'm pissed. I'm fucking sick and tired of hearing that shit. What kind of training you had? What kind of training can you push? How can you provide the protections for the babies, the sisters, the elders that's out here that's going through a lot of shit? White militias are training every day, and they're encouraging their members to go ahead and get into the military to come back and teach their tactics to other white militiamen. I forgot the group it's called. The Gatekeepers, I believe. These individuals are comprised of ex-military and current-day military, police, firemen, law enforcement. And they can deem you as a terrorist and come fuck your ass over. But these niggas want to go ahead and attack me. Something these motherfuckers gonna put out is this. Is that just about every conflict black people have been involved in, fought for this country, then come back and you get treated like shit. You know, just about every one of them brothers and sisters come back and teach people in the neighborhood some shit, willing to go ahead and stand up. These are the first ones. If you go back and you check the civil rights movement, there was a lot of brothers from Vietnam and Korea and World War II. They were on the front lines out there doing stuff for the community. Can teach you some stuff. You'd rather go ahead and throw that knowledge away, and then you want to call people like me an agent and fucking spy and all that other shit. You the worst goddamn motherfucker around. You worse than being an agent and a spy because you want to get us and keep us defenseless. What's your plan against that attack? Nothing. Don't come at me and talk stuff about me. Don't deal with some of these other brothers and sisters out here. A lot of brothers and sisters out here been through some horrible shit. I go to the VA hospital. I check the VA. And I'm there, sitting there, or I walk the halls, and I'm trying to figure out, damn, how do we go ahead and get that brother and sister, get that knowledge, and go ahead and put it to some good use? Try to pull them out of what they've been dealing with mentally. And the more the mental stress comes, that more mental stress comes when they're rejected by people that look like them. I ain't no agent. Your ass the fucking agent. You the worst thing that's happening to the goddamn community. You side with the fucking police because you want to go ahead and keep us defenseless instead of teaching us some tactics on how to deal with some of this shit. Don't talk about nationhood, nation building. How you going to defend that? You take your ass to Africa, are you fully aware of how much the Europeans, the Arabs, and the Chinese will pay other brothers and sisters to attack you and tear your ass off? Are you fucking retarded? I'm pissed. You bastards need to wake the fuck up with all that old nonsense. Don't go ahead and come at us like that. Go ahead and show me something. Show me that you can go ahead and try to get these young men and women out of that bullshit they're going through. I don't go ahead and got no baby talk. I don't sugarcoat it. Ain't got no time for that. People dying. Our people dying out here. And I don't do none of that old fucking bullshit. It's enough for that. It's time to talk real. These people been at war with us from day one. For years. In this country. And if you step foot out this country, you see it can be 10 times worse. One of the problems is they've convinced brothers and sisters on the continent that we're not part of them. We need to change that mindset. But how are we going to change that mindset when we got you right here next door to us, with us, putting us there? I see these disorganized, unorganized fucking groups out here, man, they're just talking nonsense. My thing is this. Put together an economic plan and stick with it. Find something to go ahead and fund your shit. Fund your nation. Build up something. That's one of the main reasons they're tearing us off. Fucking us over. And that thing there is also encouraging other brothers and sisters to go ahead and attack other brothers and sisters. What's your plan? Don't come at me. Don't attack me. Don't do that shit. Stay the fuck away from me if you ain't going to go ahead and help me out. It's been said, if you not with me, you against me. And again, you got more brothers. Even the Buffalo Soldiers came back. And some of the Buffalo Soldiers, some of the brothers and sisters from World War One, Buffalo Soldiers, and some of the other brothers and sisters, have been, brothers mostly, have been in the military, were involved in defending Black Wall Street, Tulsa, all these towns. They was teaching them how to fight back, how to defend yourself. Where's your strategy? I went in back and forth with this one guy on YouTube, on Facebook a while back. I've been busy. I wanted to do that show right then. But this dude, he was so proud that he hired 137 brothers and sisters. Oh, I wish I could have reached through that screen and just kicked them in his fucking chest. That ain't gonna help. You exploiting the people. If you told me you put together 137 businesses and hiring white folks and treating them like shit, I would respect that. I can't respect none of that other shit where you would go ahead and exploit your own people. You need to knock that nonsense off, man. You got anybody supporting these fuckers, you done lost your mind. Wake up. Put these bastards in their place. These are our enemies. And every day that shit is growing and growing and growing and growing. That list of our enemies is growing. Because these motherfuckers don't want to go ahead and have you defend yourself. Be self-sufficient, sustain yourself. No. Rather leave you out there on your own. And what better way to go ahead and defend yourself is by learning through somebody who's been through some shit. Learn from the black veterans. Let's stand up. ready to defend the neighborhood. We're ready to defend our people. I'm ready to go in and get out there. I'm ready to teach individuals what I learned. I'm ready to go ahead and do whatever it takes to go ahead and get us into a position where we ain't got to rely on no fucking body. I'm pissed. Show me something else. I see the white militias again coming back and teaching the babies, white babies, to hate niggas, but they're dressing them up in cannons. Getting them in their field gear, teaching them how to put camouflage paint on, teaching them how to handle weapons, teaching them how to go ahead and move in the bush, in the brush, in the forest, in the weeds, whatever you want to fucking call it, and how to attack and get away. The same techniques that they were teaching them in the military. When I was going through it, there was a lot of more jungle training than there is the desert training. How long it's been. But still, even with the desert training, you're teaching about urban warfare. So what you think is going to come next? These motherfuckers will be in a fucking roof, shooting through a window and fucking your ass over. What you going to do, run, duck, and hide? You better figure out a way to take that motherfucker out that goddamn window. You also need to go ahead and learn how to deal with the elements, how to live out here, how to rough it. You can't run to the local grocery store, they start shutting this shit down. You got to go ahead and be able to get all the survival techniques and training you need necessary. Some of the books can't teach you that. You got to learn that from individuals. Been there, done shit. What is wrong with these people? Don't they realize what the fuck they're saying? Sad. It's fucking sad. I'll be back.
No people come to Jamaica, no know how we live things. Say everything nice to it, full of vibes and things. Them same one feel it to them heart when them get you overstand the real thing. Yeah. Me day a town one day, I part with a white man we come all the way from Norway. And him turn to me and say, how come Jamaica full of summer school face? Same time he lift me head to the sky, and a teardrop fall from me high. Me say, man, you come with God for a drive, let me show you why me cry. Look on the gully side, do you see anything to smile about? Look at that hungry child, yeah. Do you see anything to smile about? Look at the cool very youth, them love to get them education. Do you see anything to smile about? Look at the conditions of our police station. Do you see anything to smile about? No, same time the bread has there. How can the nation believe in this way? And the next thing instead, how can the government play so many games? Same time my heart falls to the ground, cause there's much more where that comes from. Certain places they are worse than slum. Youth man come and take a look on Riverton. Do you see anything to smile about? Look on Pienland, yeah. Do you see anything to smile about? Plankers, Mobay and Suffren, Titan, nothing. Do you see anything to smile about? What black can tell your mud tone, they're all the same. Do you see anything to smile about? No, no. No, 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 no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. No, let me say. No people come to Jamaica, no, no, oh, we live things. Say everything nice to we full of vibes and things. Eh, eh. Them same one feel it to them heart when them get to you overstand the real thing. When them look on the gully side. Them not see nothing they dey smile about when them look on a hungry child, yeah. Them not see nothing, they be smile about. When them look on the cool, where the youth them not be get them education. Them not see nothing, they be smile about. When them fight up the condition of the police station. nation. Them not seen nothing better for smile, but no story say. My day at town one day, I fought with a white man, we come all the way from Norway. And him turned to me and said, how comes Jamaica full of summer school fees? Give time and lift me head to the sky, and a teardrop fall from me high. Me say my youth come with God for a drive, let me show you why me cry. Take a look on River Tan. Do you see anything to smile about? Look on Pienland, yeah. Do you see anything to smile about? Canterbury, Mumbai, March, Ben Road, over there. Do you see anything to smile about? No click up here. They are in a jam down today. We're not in a dead
episode. Yeah, welcome back to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob. Veteran. Spent time in the service. Traveled to Africa while in the military. Went back to Africa when I got out of the military. Been through Asia. Well, mostly it was in Japan, the Philippines, Thailand, Singapore. I hate Singapore. That place sucks. It's bullshit. I don't get fucked with nobody, sir. But I learned some stuff over there. I learned that racism is worldwide. I learned that you always got that thing where you got some rich folks and some poor folks. But one of the things I saw going through Asia in particular, even in Australia, I've been in Australia too. Australia is obvious, it's almost like the U.S. in a sense. You got it in Asia. I was surprised to see so many, in Japan in particular, so many darker skinned people living on the street. I mean, dark. I mean black. Kinky hair and everything. And I was like, what the hell? But begging. You don't see them in no positions of power. You don't see them on the shops. You see them cleaning the streets, on the streets, doing all the hard jobs. That's the part of Japan that they don't show you. I went to the Philippines, and a lot of Filipinos are kind of brown-skinned, but you see a darker Filipino. These people are doing all of the nasty jobs. In my travels, out of the country, using my passport, went to St. Thomas, Bahamas, Panama. You know, you see that thing where it's like the lighter skinned people are on top. I couldn't have saw that if I hadn't joined the military. Not at that time. Like I was trying to say, I couldn't have went to college. I wanted to go here and be a damn journalist. I wanted to get into writing sports and shit like that. That could be like a little rough industry if you don't have no friends. Going to the military, I learned one thing. I learned something else was that majority of the white boys that was in the military had a job to get when they got out. They had something they was going into. We had one white dude that was in one unit I was in, and his dad was in the House of Representatives, U.S. House. He said military for him. So, you know, after going through basic training for a job and being stationed with me for about a year, he decided that was it, call it quits. Call my daddy, get me out. Went home, he made money. We don't have nothing like that. It's very few of us that go ahead, get out, and they know somebody where we can go ahead and, well, we can go ahead and talk to them when we get out of the military, and they got employment for us. Most of the whites got that. And these so-called conscious cats don't see that. What you got in place to go ahead and stop me from going in the military? What you got in place to go ahead and say, hey, look, I'm going to put this out, and put this system in place to go ahead and help us go ahead and to go ahead and we deal with our own businesses, an industry, stop the cops from beating the shit out of us, stop us from go ahead and killing us. That's a bigger fucking epidemic. I got a problem when people are constantly going at the police, but they're not attacking these fuckers that's already been in the neighborhood doing that stupid shit. Come out of force. A lot of Black Panthers came back from Vietnam teaching brothers and sisters how to go ahead and deal with some of the ills in the community. Where is that mentality today? Where is that mentality? What are you going to go ahead and do to go ahead and stop some of that? I did want to mention some names, but I wouldn't do that. I ain't going to do that. I don't want to do that because some of these dudes, man, it's not worth it to a point. Sometimes you just got to go ahead and recognize them, keep an eye on them, but don't give them too much attention. Don't help them push their agenda with that silliness and that nonsense. Don't help them keep on going on and on with their retarded bullshit. Not all of us Black people join the military because we fucking patriotic. Are you fucking nuts? It was do what I had to do and get the fuck out, come home. But if some people say, fuck, ain't too much out here going on. But why not go ahead and spend that fucking 20 years, and get out and retire, and I can go ahead and salute my mailbox every first of the month. We ain't got nothing else in place, so don't tell me that I was wrong for doing it. But at the same time, what's the retirement plan for some of these cats out here that's, so-called conscious motherfuckers? What's their retirement plan? What are you going to go ahead and use to go ahead and sustain yourself so you can go ahead and eat, have roof over your head, safety? Deal with this shit out here. You ain't got no damn plan. So why attack me? Why attack me? What is wrong with you? I invited a few of these cats to come on. Not too many of them came on. So I want to play this one real quick.
Niggas are scared of revolution. But niggas shouldn't be scared of revolution. Because revolution is nothing but change. And all niggas do is change. Niggas come in for murk and change into pimping clothes. They hit the streets to make some quick change. Niggas change their hair from black to red to blonde. And old black hair and lips will change. Niggas kill other niggas just because one didn't receive the correct change. Niggas change from men to women, from women to men. Niggas change, change, change. You hear niggas say, things are changing, things are changing. Yeah, things are changing. Nigga things into black nigga things. Black nigga things that go through all kinds of changes. The change in the day that makes it rent and made. Black power, and the change that comes over them at night as they sigh and moan. Right side, ooh, right side. Niggas always going through bullshit change. But when it comes for real change, niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are actors. Niggas are actors. Niggas act like they're in a hurry to catch the first act of a great white hope. Niggas try to act like Malcolm. And when a white man doesn't react toward them like he did Malcolm, niggas wanna act violently. Niggas act so cool and slick, causing white people to say, what makes you niggas act like that? Niggas act like you ain't never seen nobody act before. But when it comes to acting out revolution, niggas say, I can't dig in action. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about getting high and riding around in L's. Niggas to get high and ride to hell. Niggas talk about pimping, pimping that, pimping what? Pimping yours, pimping mine. Just to be pimping is a hell of a line. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about your mind, talk about my mind stronger than yours. I got that bitch's mind uptight. Niggas don't know a damn thing about the mind, but they be right. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas fuck. Niggas fuck, fuck, fuck. Niggas love the word fuck. They've been there so fucking cute. They fuck you around. The first thing they say when they're mad is fuck it. You play a little too much for them. They say fuck you. When it's time to TTB, niggas are somewhere fucking. Try to be nice to them. They fuck over you. Niggas don't realize why they're doing all this fucking. They're getting fucked around. But when they do realize, it's too late. So niggas just get fucked up. Niggas talk about fucking, fucking that, fucking this, fucking yours, fucking my sis, not knowing what they're fucking for. I ain't fucking for love and appreciation, just fucking to be fucking. Niggas fuck white thighs, black thighs, yellow thighs, brown thighs. Niggas fuck ankles when they went out of thighs. Niggas fuck Charlie, Linda, and Sue. And if you don't watch out, niggas will fuck you. Niggas will fuck, fuck if it could be fuck. But when it comes to fucking for revolutionary causes, niggas say fuck revolution. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are players. Niggas are players, are players. Niggas play football, baseball, and basketball while the white man is cutting off their balls. When a niggas play ain't tight enough to play with some black thighs, niggas play with white thighs to see if they still have some play left. And when ain't no white thighs to play with, niggas play with themselves. Niggas tell you they're ready to be liberated, but when you say, let's go take our liberation, niggas reply, I was just playing. Niggas are playing with revolution and losing. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas shoot off at the mouth. Niggas shoot blue. Niggas shoot traps. Niggas cut around the corners and shoot down the streets. Niggas shoot sharp branches at white women. Niggas shoot dope until they're on. Niggas shoot guns and rifles on New Year's Eve. A new year, if that is coming in, the white police would do more shooting at them. Where are niggas when the revolution needs some shot? Yeah, you know, niggas are somewhere shooting this shit. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are lovers. Niggas are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to see Clark Gable make love to Marilyn Monroe. Niggas love to see Todd and fuck over NATO. Niggas love to hit a long ranger girl. High on silver. Niggas love commercials. Niggas love commercials. Oh, how niggas love commercials. You can take niggas out of the country, but you can't take the country out of niggas. Niggas are lovers, are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to hear Malcolm rap, but they didn't love Malcolm. Niggas love everything but themselves. But I'm a lover too. Yep, I'm a lover too. I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas. Because niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes, love to see niggas act, love to see niggas make them plays and shoot the shit. But there's one thing about niggas I do not love. Niggas are scared of revolution.
Greetings, welcome back to the Chef Rob Show. Yep, these conscious niggas are scared of revolution. Don't be talking shit about me. I'm ready to go ahead and put my life on the line. I am putting my life on the line. Brother, you there?
Yes, I am. You know what the funny part is, Chef? That dude and the poet sound like you. His voice sound exactly like yours. I'm like, oh, man, that is wild.
Oh, man. Yeah, maybe that's why I like it so much, man. That's why I like it so much. So what do you think, man? You know, these conscious cats got a position, or are they just attacking us because they scared of revolution?
Well, the conscious community has imploded. You know, I've been saying that for the longest. It's like, if your whole ideology is based off hating crackers, soon what that's going to do is it's going to implode. You're going to, when you can't find some crackers to hate, you're going to start hating on each other. And if you notice, that's what's going on.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
It's an implosion. You cannot have an ideology based on emotions. Your See, I'm very calm and very rational and can tell you why. I believe that black folks, especially descendants of slaves, who are basically a landless people, whether you're in America or wherever they dropped us off at, we deserve a right for self-determination to have our own piece of land and control our own reality. I don't have to be angry to say that. I ain't got to hate nobody to say it. It's just pure common sense. And what I would add a caveat to that poem, I think niggas is afraid of organization.
Maybe since that sound like him, I should put that together, huh?
Yeah, I really believe that when it comes to organization, that you start talking about nuts and bolts work. It's much easier to sit back and critique each other. Like, this one is light-skinned, so do they really have a say in all of this other crap that ain't got nothing to do with nothing? All we're doing is just critiquing individuals when there's a big picture that we should be looking at.
So how do you introduce them to the big picture?
Well, it's simple.
How do you get them to go ahead and realize that the nonsense you're saying is actually making us implode?
It's simple. Look at the society you're in. Are you a first-class citizen or a second-class citizen? I mean, any black person, and even a rich black person in their right mind, can't say that black people are first-class citizens. So you're going to be a second-class and third-class citizen in somebody else's society rather than establishing a society of your own? Isn't that what the whole thing with Israel was about?
Yes, it is. But the crazy part is that they're comfortable with that. Comfortable about going ahead bitching and complaining and talking about killing crackers.
Yeah.
Are you f***ing nuts? The crackers, like I said earlier, these militia groups, I encourage their members to join the U.S. military, to learn them tactics, to learn how to handle weapons against us. And these fools
The thing about it, Chef, is people that's in the military can see through that. They can see through all of that rhetoric. And that's all it is. It's rhetoric. Most of these dudes don't even know how to tell the time if they don't have a watch.
You know what? You're right, man, because I learned how to put a stick in the ground and go ahead.
Yeah.
And even at night, I can go ahead and kind of tell you. But daytime,
see where the shadows are falling in relation to the sun. Most people don't even know that. Most of these guys have never even been fishing.
They wouldn't
last a hot minute out here in these woods if they had to. You know, at least I grew up, my family's from the South, so our house is in the country. You know, I know basic things that people probably think is trivial that would probably enable me to survive more than these city folks out here who never seen anything but concrete.
I don't think it's trivial. I think with the smallest amount of shit, and you learn by your mistakes. You get out here and fuck up a little bit, but as long as you don't get poisoned, you'll be all right. But ain't nobody teaching them none of that shit.
But see, the thing is, the thing that really annoys me about the condition of our community right now is that we got a bunch of self-help gurus trying to help individuals instead of looking at us as a people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, every person, like, what, we going to form a nation where everybody becomes vegan and everybody's going to be, you know, like, individually, you have to get your crap together that you now the jack of all trades and master of none. So we're going to take all these single individuals and train them and all of this stuff that we're saying they're supposed to be, and then eventually, what, once we all get together, we're going to form something? Are we going to create a context for these individuals to learn? And see, that's the problem. It's like people are thinking small time. They're thinking really trivial. And they're not looking at us as a people. I look at black folks as a people. I don't look at it as a bunch of scattered individualists. So when I think of solutions, my solutions are people-oriented. It's thinking about us as a group and how can we produce functional black African people. Because really, like I said, I had put it in a post, I don't know if you saw, any of us, it's crazy that the people who have their shit together, I can retire from this whole crap and live a fairly comfortable life here in this country, if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most of the people that's talking nationhood can do the same thing. They got businesses, they either got really good salaries and really good benefits, and they got they investments and stuff put away, they can live quite comfortably. So why is it that we fighting hard body for nationhood, and the motherfuckers that ain't got a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out is fighting against us, and it's trying to bang hard for this country?
You know what? And here's something else. You know, like I said earlier, a lot of us are a lot of black veterans. They join because we're patriotic. We join to go ahead and get away from the bullshit.
Right.
And they ain't got no way to protect you from the bullshit.
Right. That's why I never, like before, back in the days, people used to, you know, kick that in the conscious community. Like, oh, you in the Army, you a sellout. Yeah, but if you work in McDonald's, you not.
Yeah. Oh, here's another one. This one fucks me up. I'm not going to join the white man's army. But your ass is go ahead and sit in the white man's prison.
Exactly. And sit in the white man's corporation. See,
right.
that gets back to what I was saying, man. We're imploding. The only thing that we can do, and I'm looking at the videos that's out on YouTube, all the videos is critiquing other black people.
Right.
You notice
that? Right.
Everything is, well, is this one ain't keeping it real. This one said this, and before now he's saying it. Who gives a shit? I don't care about no individual black person. What I care about is what are we doing collectively to solve our problems on a collective level? Because I told people a long time ago, Mr. Holipsism, the internet personality, could smoke some crack and be in a hotel room with a white woman. Does the freaking struggle change? You know what I'm saying? I personally fell off, and now I ain't keeping it real no more. Who gives a shit? At the end of the day, what are we as a people going to do collectively to solve our problems?
It always takes me back to economics. And you go here and you say we need to do this and we need to do that. Okay, so how are we going to put that money together? Even though I learned it being in the military, to move the military, to get them from point A to point B, that to go ahead, it's a logistic nightmare. But
yep.
But it takes money.
And that's something that people don't understand. Armies have to be funded.
Right. And I'm
like you said, most people don't even know what the word logistics even means. They got to go to the dictionary and find out.
I don't see these cats with a plan to go ahead and even buy socks, toothbrush.
No.
And what burns me up is when I see individuals who go ahead who dress up the military fatigues.
Yeah, made in China.
Yeah, from China.
Made in China. So let's see, if you got an army and you're calling yourself a soldier, what government are you working for?
Yeah, exactly. And most of them, to me, they want to call me an agent. But you know, you got to think about it. What you calling me? That's your ass. You go ahead and want to leave us defenseless without a plan to go ahead and to deal with this situation. But I'm an agent. I'm working.
To be honest,
how many sisters through every one of these wars have came back and go ahead and did real good work in the community? Almost all of them.
To be honest,
willing to stand up. You had a lot of brothers and sisters, like I said, who went to Vietnam, who went to Korea, and came back and was a big part, they were big keys in the civil rights struggle.
Right.
And you don't hear them talking about them. And a lot of them that they quote, a lot of the people that these so-called conscious cats quote, were once in the military. That's how we got our allegiance. That's how I got to be who I am.
Right.
I think I would have been totally lost if I hadn't fucking joined the service.
They say if you want the right answers.
I think it would have been cowardly punk ass shit would have came out, and I would have been doing some more stupid shit. But I recognized in the travels and where they dropped me off, and then also how they was treating me every now and then in the service. And we don't see these guys being real tough. These guys, they're morons.
They say if you want the right answers, you got to ask the right questions.
What's the right question, though? What should I be asking?
And I think that we should be asking, do black people who are descendants of slaves have the right for self-determination?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that cuts, that separates the wheat from the chaff, as far as I'm concerned. That separates whether you light skin, dark skin, whether you this and that. All of that don't mean shit. Do you agree that we should have our own nation, our own self-determination as a people, or should we be perpetual second and third class citizens in somebody else's land?
And that's what I was bringing up earlier when I went to places I went to, when I seen the black-white dynamic, when I seen the black, I get that from this other cat, when I seen every place I went, when I went to Japan and I seen the darker-skinned people on the street begging and nasty and all this other stuff, cleaning the streets, but you don't see the darker-skinned people going ahead and those big, wearing the suits and that hustle and bustle I seen them fucking going in Tokyo. I mean, you don't see that. Even when I went to the Philippines, even these dark-skinned people are there. The darker skinned people were on the street, and they got these are caramel colored people, and I see the same. Even going to Mexico, I see the same thing. The darker skinned people, believe it or not, there is still a whole lot of black folks down there in Mexico, especially when you go south. But those go ahead. These images, I came back here and saying, hey, look, we ain't got to live like this. We need to live better than this. We need to do better for ourselves. We need to go ahead and create an industry and go ahead and be self sustaining. Quit talking about the next brother and his information. I don't, you know, at this point, I've heard a lot of it, and it gets nothing but arguments and threats, and it's that whole fucking, it's like this the silly rap game. It got mind-boggling with the bullshit. Let me bring this other brother on. He has something to say. 919, your line is open. State your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, it's Juwan Sabia calling
from. How you feeling, brother?
Durham, North Carolina. I'm feeling pretty good, man. I'm listening to some guys. I think you guys are much older than I am, which mm-hmm. could be a plus. I mean, I spoke with older folks before, and quite frankly, they were fools. But you guys, you guys, man, you know, I know when I'm hearing the right stuff.
Okay.
You know, I'll be quick to hop on a plane, a phone, or whatever it is to find out, you know, where family is. And I'm like, okay, I got them right here. They're on Blog Talk. And these guys are making some sense.
There you go, brother. So you got a question or comment to what you heard so thus far?
Man, I'm going to sit back and chime in every now and then. I'm going to listen to you guys. You know what I'm saying? I feel at home already. The one that just spoke, which one are you?
I'm Chef Rob.
Say that again? Because he has a higher pitched voice, so that's not Chef, right?
I'm Chef Rob.
No, I'm
okay.
Holub.
All right, that's Chef Rob, and you are?
Holub, H-O-L-I-P, Mr.
Holub. Okay, I got you. Yeah, I just listened to a lot of the stuff you got. On the other one that I was listening to, I heard you speaking about the guys taking the hammer, the white supremacy and everything. And as soon as I heard one of you guys speak up about as soon as you go in with that hatred stuff, as soon as ain't no more Caucasian folk to have to hate on, you're going to start hating on your own. And I'm like, oh, there it is right there.
Yep, implosion.
Yep,
yes.
Implosion.
Exactly.
So
and
like,
we got
okay.
too many of them. And like, do, I, and like
doing
I was
some
saying,
guys got a lot of common sense.
You can't help but to have that. All you got to do is just go ahead and keep your mouth shut and keep your eyes open. Okay? And your mouth shut, keep your eyes open, you can go ahead and see a whole lot of shit. You got to, we don't have that sense. A lot of black folks don't have that sense, especially in America. Black folks in America are quick to go ahead and use their mouth as their ears. Okay?
Chef.
Yes.
Chef, you know the analogy that I use all the time, and I think that it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
If you have children, right? Let's say your children are teenagers, they're of age where they can actually venture out on their own.
Right.
But they still in your house. You still taking care of them. They don't have no job. They laying on the couch. They ain't doing nothing for themselves. You don't have no respect for them. You love them. You ain't got no respect
right.
for them.
Right.
But if those kids get out of your house, get themselves a job, establish their own life, get them a place to live and can take care of it and take care of themselves and be functional, you're going to respect them.
Right.
So right now, we're not worthy of respect.
Right.
I feel
you know,
a little different.
We keep
different.
Hollering
I feel
for respect, respect,
that.
Respect, but you're not worthy of respect. If you don't feel that you should have your self-determination and control over your own environment, then how can you possibly ask somebody to respect you?
Right.
I like the fact the chef was talking about being self-sustainable, getting out. I think it's going to take a collective effort. But when it comes to looking at our youngins sitting in the house and stuff, I think that they are already crippled in so many doggone ways. You know, now just listening to you two makes me feel like I'm on the same page. And I say that to say that I think about so much that I have to say to my youngins, you know, and I feel like I don't really want them to get out there and jump in the slave camp, you know what I'm saying, what people call making something of themselves, before they really have a head full of what I really got to say to them. And I want to be able to prepare them to jump out there and work with that collective, plan on growing that collective so we can head in the direction that Chef was talking about, not just jump out there and work your life away.
You know, when you go ahead, you refer to the slave camp. What do you mean by that?
Working a job.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, because
well,
that's
something that we're gonna always deal with if we don't have our own industries. Like,
exactly.
But we seem
to
be satisfied with powering other people's industries.
Yeah, making somebody else rich.
I have a problem with doing it when we don't
have
a plan.
Yeah, this is the problem I have with the slave camp, the whole thing. This is the problem. What we're doing is we're going ahead, we get a job, and we go ahead and get crumbs. You know, the person that's running that industry is making 400 times more than you're making. So all you're doing is going and helping him and his family stay on top to enslave your kids.
Right,
especially when
we don't have a plan.
And we need to go ahead. We got to work that plan out. We got to go ahead and deal with some stuff.
But are we talking about a plan on an individual level, or are we talking about a plan as a people?
No,
as a people.
Okay, because that's
people,
what...
Because we can't do it alone, because this is
that's
what...
Right.
See, Chef, that's the point that I'm making, Chef. A lot of people is just on some self-help guru shit, where they talking about individual plans, and each individual doing this and doing that. And I'm like, yo, that's cool, but it's kind of short-sighted. We are a people in a condition collectively.
That's right.
And we got to have collective solutions, not just individual. Because I can go out and become a vegan and become, you know, Kung Fu Joe on a personal level, you know, and that's fine for me. But what about everybody else that hasn't done that? What about people in
right.
circumstances where they can't do that?
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
We got too many of our folks out here that can't do that, and these are the ones who get caught up in the bullshit. I go ahead, caught up in the going to their prisons and going ahead and being involved, more involved, and going ahead and keeping the white man on top and keeping the white man rich.
They got too many distractions.
It's a lot of distractions. Exactly.
People saying
a
bunch of different stuff in front of them. We can get the right ones in front of them, you know. We had, over the years, I'm talking about maybe 30, maybe 40 years, we've had a whole bunch of fad-type information pop up in front of our people, and that's been a major distraction. So if need be, I think if we have the appropriate information to disperse, we should disperse it to the point where it's on a fad level to it reaches a point where it crushes what served as a distraction so that we can start functioning as a collective. Let
you know
functioning
what?
As a collective become a fad.
I feel that the information is out there, but how do you get the information to go ahead and go between and block off that bullshit?
By keeping it simple. Like, I don't think that the solution is complicated. The solution is nationhood. It's that simple. We're not hearing that. What we're hearing is a bunch of self-help stuff. We're hearing about, you know, you got to be now all of a sudden there's some criteria now for blackness. Now you got to be a certain skin tone and all this other crazy crap. You know, it's
now
like
you know
nobody's
really
thinking
is?
Of the collective solution. It's nationhood. If we don't control the context that we live in, then all we're doing is just wasting our time and verbally masturbating.
Exactly.
What about our willingness to check our people's? Right there beside us. We got to be able to check them. If we know we're trying to grow collectively or at least prepare to do something collectively, when do we look to our homies right next to us and say, my man, have you connected with at least four people so we can get this moving? When do we start checking them? People start talking about unity and this and that. As soon as someone say, I'm about unity, when do we go, who you connected with?
Right. I've been saying that since day one. I judge people by that. If I'm not, it's what it is. Is a lot of people is into ego and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not. It's like I said, I don't know if you heard, but I told him earlier. I have, you know, online, I'm known as Mr. Holipsism or Harlem. Mr. Holipsism can smoke some crack, end up in a hotel with a white woman. It does not change our collective situation. It's not about me. And that's
right.
What the problem is. Everybody thinks they're so egotistical. They think that this movement is just about one person, one personality, or even a couple of few personalities. It's about us collectively as a people and what we have to do to solve our problems. And we got to start thinking systematically.
Right.
We don't.
You know, and I always say the images are very powerful. And need to put out more images of us going ahead and getting our heads whooped. The statistics showing that, hey, look, you know, this is what you're doing. One of the things that I like to go ahead and talk about is, hey, that wealth gap. And how, you know, they've gotten rich off our black backs. But the white wealth is 20 times greater than black wealth. How did it get like that? You know, and I can't go ahead and stress this more than you need to go ahead. We need to bridge that gap. And the best way to go ahead and do that is stop buying this shit and create your own industry. Get your own stuff. You know, standing in line, I looked at a video where these cats were standing in line to go ahead and buy some Jordans, and one dude shot the other dude. I'm like, what the motherfucker?
Right.
The problem with
stuff.
Creating our own industries in this country is that we don't control the infrastructure of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the system will always fight against anything that's not working to accommodate it. It's just an uphill battle here in this country. You got to have something somewhere else. You got to. You can't do it here.
You can't. You know,
yeah, I don't think
so
we can do it anywhere until we do what you just said. And if we find a way to target the infrastructure, which I think I very well have discovered, and I've written about it, and I have a Facebook group for it and everything. If we target the appropriate infrastructure, I think it'll buy us enough time to invest. And being sustainable. I'm talking about, when I say investing, being sustainable, I'm talking about getting out there and familiarizing ourselves with what it takes to bring food into our community or to get the resources that we need to build our community. Hands on from the ground up, you know, and building our power units, you know, everything in that way so that we know, when people say get off the grid, I'm talking about we're off the grid and we're knowledgeable enough to stay off the grid without having to use money.
Yeah.
But I think we need to attack the appropriate platform that'll get us there first. I think that we can use money in such a way that it buys us enough time to learn what we need to learn to become self-sustainable.
Yeah.
Well, I personally don't think being off the grid is going to work in the United States. If you can pick off some dude in a cave in Afghanistan, I doubt if you're going to be off the grid if you're in the continental United States.
With off the grid
even,
in the manner of being hunted or off the grid in the manner of not being controlled by a monetary system?
Both.
Well, who's going to come hunting for us?
Because they don't even let their own people get off the grid. Like they play, they play that off the grid shit, but they always have the option of coming back on the grid.
You know what?
Right,
and about that grid thing. Look, there was it's a white woman in Florida, man. I posted it on my other page with the International African American Foundation page about this white woman in Florida, right? But she's in Miami. She's in the city. And what she pretty much did was she took herself off. She ain't getting their, wasn't using their gas, wasn't using their electricity. Do you know they wanted to send her to jail for that?
Of course.
They wanted to send her to jail for that.
There's no opt-out plan in the United States of America. There's no opt-out. If you live in this country.
They wanted to send her to jail for what?
They wanted to get sent her to jail because she had got a house, she had put solar panels on her house, and she found a way to go ahead and give herself an alternative fuel source in her house so she had heating gas, so she cooking gas. And she was also going ahead and sterilizing her own water, making fresh water.
Right. Why do they? Why you think they want to have somebody in their society that's not helping their society? You just mm-hmm. you're just an independent person and you can live freely from them. Why do they want you there? There's no need for you to be in their society.
I can see them trying to intimidate a little individual like that, but when if it's done on a large collective scale, I like to think that things would be entirely different.
Well, let's try.
I would love to see it. I really would.
Really?
But my personal opinion, we got to get something off of this land established as a base of operations. And at best, only thing here would be is a satellite community.
Exactly.
But to establish a base, if to establish a base in the United States, I know like people is getting that from, you know, a lot of stuff that was being said back in the days, like when Elijah was alive and Marcus Garvey, but times have changed. You are not setting up three states in the United States of America. Get that fantasy out of your head. Not going to happen.
These not going to happen, yeah.
Obama tried to pass Obamacare, and they treating him like he Farrakhan. And you think they're going to give you three states?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Look, we just get a few counties. We'd be good.
Yeah. I said just a few blocks.
I'm waiting.
Right.
What I know about going ahead, from the little bit I've seen about going ahead and doing the farming thing, shit, one acre lot you can go ahead and feed, you can go ahead and bring out, I think it was about 20,000 pounds of food. I mean, and this, you can go ahead and feed people. And my thing is to go ahead and deal with the lots or these little areas where you can go ahead and grow food. And a couple of families go ahead and till and work that land. And go ahead and create their own little shops from it. That's the thing I'm working on right now. And I don't see nothing else. I don't see nothing wrong with that. And only thing I see is the opposition is two things. The big mouth motherfuckers talking shit.
There you
and
go.
We got a whole lot of lazy motherfuckers out here.
There you go.
Now,
that's
I mean,
the
those
main
are
thing
really
right
lack for the lack of, because we don't have a nation, we don't have an organized body. We have to do this stuff. We have to individually try to empower ourselves. So I'm definitely for that. And like I feel anybody that, like, if you want to take yourself off the grid in the sense where you don't eat from McDonald's and Burger King, you're actually eating your own food and growing your own, that's all good. But what I'm saying is ultimately, at the end of the day, we have got to come up with some systemic solutions to our problems. This self-help stuff and this individual stuff, on the grand, and when you look at the grand scheme of things, it's not going to work for us collectively. We need an organized body.
Yeah, I got a plan for working on raising the organized body, but I definitely agree with you. I don't think trying to do it on the individual scale is not really worth anything to me. Ultimately, let me get in the lane of ultimately with you. I don't really care trying to move away, get isolated. I don't care how large we are. My ultimate goal is reflected upon an idea that all of this that's here right now is ours. We don't necessarily have to move out of the cities and out of the towns, but if our minds can turn around and see what's taking place with us, how we're treating each other with charging people for rent and mortgage and charging people for the foods and the stuff. We can get rid of that system and bring in another system.
Well,
I think it would be
problem
a better
with that,
move.
Brother. There's a slight problem with that. In order for us, I don't think it's an either-or situation. I think the vast majority of our, like if you broke our population up into 100%, I would say 85% of us are going to be here in this country. I'm
okay.
saying at least 5% of us need to establish something somewhere else because we're not going to, if 100% of us stay here in the United States, then what you got is what we have right now. And if nothing has been built since Black Wall Street, I'm not having too much confidence and faith that we're just going to have some miraculous mental turnaround and now all of a sudden we're going to create some infrastructure inside the United States. I just don't see it.
I agree with you. But the vision is like having a viewpoint.
Yeah, you know, hey, and I respect that. My thing is, hey, look, you recognize that there's a fucking problem and something need to be done.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. As long as you're on that page with us, we can go ahead and work out this other.
Exactly.
Small shit. I mean, as long as you recognize that there's a fucking problem and we need to deal with this goddamn problem. I mean, like, if a kid breaks your goddamn window, you don't just go out and whoop his ass right off the bat. A lot of times you want to, but you want to figure out, okay, well, shorty, what the fuck you throw the brick through my window for? Let's get to why you want to do that. We need to go ahead and figure out why a lot of black folks want to go ahead and do shit to destroy what we doing. Or what mm-hmm. on that mindset. To go ahead and do for ourselves. Why you want to go against this? What else? What alternatives do you have? What else did you got in place to go ahead and say, okay, well, this is how we can go and do this. Otherwise, you just so fucking coon out here going ahead and you go, I'm here to go ahead and make sure the white man's kids go to college. I love the shit it's just like that. I can't bring that clip up because I was gonna play that Boondocks clip where Uncle Ruckus is talking about white man shit smells, show smell good. Wanted to go ahead and play that because that's where we at with a lot of black folks. They don't think that these people got a problem. I mean, got issues with us. So how do you go ahead and convince them that, hey, look, you need to get your own shit. But you got to keep on pounding to some individuals. And if you ain't ready to go ahead, and this is a sinking ship. If you ain't ready to go ahead for me to throw that lifeline, you ain't going to catch it. I'm going to let your ass drown. Fuck you. I ain't got no time for you because the person next to you might go ahead and make some uses of that lifeline.
Yo, Chef.
Yes, sir.
In regards to these dudes that's been getting at you in regards to the topic of the show, what
yes.
I would do is ask them, if you're a soldier, what army are you fighting for and what government are you working for if you're a soldier?
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of solo soldiers out here. They ain't fighting for no army. They don't represent no government. But they just soldiers for themselves.
What are you talking about? Some backwards mission mercenaries.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, no, you're a lost mercenary. You out here fighting for what reason? What's your purpose? What's your point? You know, and you ain't doing nothing but going here. You part, like I said, these guys are more part of the destruction of the community. Tearing us down, want to go ahead and come at everybody else. And you put it right. It is that an implosion from inside, man. It's horrible, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
Can we get some more clarity on that?
Real solutions. I want to go ahead and play something real quick, man. You guys take a quick break. Get a glass of water. So we'll come back with something else. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here. You know I got to play my motivational speaker. Remember that, Mr. Hopson?
Yep.
No, I've often said that thank God for slavery because, you know, had not, then the blacks who are here would have been stuck in Africa. And you see how bad Africa, everybody and mama trying to get out of Africa and come to America.
Mm-hmm.
And so God has a way of looking out for folks, and he made it possible by way of slavery to get black folks into this country. But 100% American. Proud of it. I thank God that he saw fit for me to get here. Never mind that, you know, we were sold. I mean, my ancestor way back, way yonder when, were sold by Arabs and blacks to white folks and got us here. The white man came and brought us to the greatest country in the world. The ride over was pretty tough. But, you know, it's like riding on a crowded airplane and when you're not in first class. It's a tough ride. But you're happy when you get to your destination. And so the ride was tough over here. The pain for freedom was tough. You know, because in life, if you want to gain something, you got to lose something. No pain, no gain. So it was a tough. The pain was tough, all for the sake of freedom. So I thank God that he got me here, and to show my appreciation to the blacks who suffer as a result of coming here and Arabs and blacks who sold us to the white man, the white man for going there and getting us and bringing us here, I want to say thanks.
Yep, that was the great Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chef Rob, here. Chef Rob Show. And I call that dude a motivational speaker because if you listen to that cat, you should, first off, you should go ahead and you want to find him and punch him in the mouth. And then you should want to go ahead and you need to go ahead and find some more black folks to go ahead and stand up against that bullshit. You agree, brother? I mean, cause we got individuals that's doing just as much dirt as that cat doing. I mean, I got some stuff that this dude is saying, man. It's like, wow.
it's pretty creative.
Yeah, man. I mean, dude, when you hear this cat, man, I mean, we got so many enemies pretty much within us, within the community, man. And it just don't. It's like they create another one to go ahead and take his place, and it's wild. But this dude got a big platform. Every now and then they have him on Fox News and CNN, and they praise him for putting down black folks. And then they like to go ahead and have him comment on other black groups that's out here, and he just say nothing but negative, nasty shit. Nothing but negative, nasty shit. So, brother, what's going on down in your neck of the woods? You from North Carolina, right?
Oh, yeah, North Carolina.
So,
same thing.
Same. You got them like this guy here?
Say what would happen?
You got people like this guy there? And
yeah, we got him and some conscious folk, you know what I'm saying, that can't come together collectively. Everybody want they time and spotlight or something like that, and they all too busy, they're working too hard, no one is trying to link together, even while we all realize we need to be performing on a collective level. No one is even, they don't even seem like they're considering the task of some serious linkage, you know, just get some linkage going so that we can see the growth of some kind of collective concern, but
Some kind of reaching out to bring people into the fray?
Man, I'm talking about some serious collection. Like, if I connect with you two guys, I'm be encouraging you guys to link up, get some people in your corner, and then encourage them guys to get some people in their corner, and then just watch the collective grow like that. You know, my whole thing is I'm gonna have some people that I'm going to be linked with, and I'm going to be encouraging them every day to link with others because we need to grow. And I'm going to have them encourage the people that they link with to link with others because we need to grow. And we're just preparing.
Come to the show tomorrow. I should have these other brothers should be on the show tomorrow, and that should be an interesting conversation. But how many times, and the topic of my show is pretty much the conscious community against the black military veterans. You know, I'm a vet. I was in the military for a while. And so have you ever heard those conversations, you know,
I wanted to hear more about that just on the title of the show because it sounded like some conscious community cats were getting at you guys. And I was like, what's that about? Like, what are they actually saying and stuff?
You know, it's things like you didn't need to join. You're part of going here killing black folks.
Oh, yeah.
Let me remember some of the real nasty, stupid shit. I'm like, you know, you could have been out here in the struggle, been out here in the street and going ahead. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know, when I signed up, I couldn't go to college. We didn't have the fucking money. My mom here, she had a lot of goddamn kids. You know, she was a single parent. She was also at the time working two jobs and going to college. My younger brothers and sisters were fortunate to go to college, and she was able to go ahead and pay for a lot of that. But these cats ain't got nothing else in place to go ahead and prevent me from going to the military to support what the fuck they talking about. And also,
right, that's right.
They ain't even got nothing in place to stop a lot of your brothers and sisters from getting into the prison system. Now, you
right.
out here every fucking day talking that shit. Now, how are you going to stop either one of them from happening?
That's right.
You motherfuckers talking that bullshit. And when I came, and it was a cat that was on Facebook, and when I was telling him that, presenting that to him, he kicked me off his fucking page. He defriended me. I don't even know your dumb ass anyway. And there was a lot of people going in and agreeing with him, and it was this one guy that was agreeing with him, right? And I asked him what was his job, how was he making money? And I didn't hear nothing from him I didn't see a message from him for about a good hour or so. So when he came back, he said he was into landscaping. I said, landscaping? Cutting grass, nigga? You cut grass for who? He told me he got a little company, he got a couple of cows. I said, okay, so if you go ahead, you doing landscaping. I want you to go ahead and tell me because I was a plumber. I was a combat engineer in the Army at first. So I want him to go ahead and explain to me how was he going ahead and laying that stuff out. Because I really, don't get it twisted, I don't have a problem with you going ahead and doing landscaping. But the way he was making that conversation seem, like he was running a fucking multi-million-dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go ahead working for yourself, hey, that's what I'm talking about. I give you a lot of praise and applause. But this dude was not. He wanted to go ahead and attack me and supporting this other nigga that was attacking me, talking about he got his company and he employed 137 black folks alone. And I disagree with that. I want to hear you go ahead and say I created 137 fucking independent entrepreneurs, businessmen. Tell me you done got people that's kind of off the grid. Tell me that you done done that shit. Don't tell me that you're going ahead and exploiting your people. I don't want to hear that shit. I see a lot of fucking exploitation. I see modern day slavery.
We still see it every day.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in service, I went to a few spots, man. I'm like, damn, really? You can go ahead and do that to that motherfucker? And they ain't going nowhere. Getting beat in the street, man. Just nasty stuff.
Wow.
But these cats want to go ahead and talk about us. When we go ahead and bring our skills back to the community. When we try to tell you some of the stuff to go ahead, the reason why we support that the ideology of going ahead nationhood, nation building, from based off stuff that we've seen overseas, we can do this. But we can't do this if you want to come at us and attack us and call us an agent. You ain't got no way to protect the women in your family, the children in your family, the elders in your family. You ain't got no way to go ahead and do none of that. But you want to come at me. How is that fucking helping the situation? These cats can't even go ahead and tell you about the economic situation in this country, economic system in this country. They couldn't even go ahead and tell you how to go ahead and make a few dollars and go ahead and do some stuff. It's a few that can. But even them, people try to go ahead and find out ways to go ahead and try to destroy them. And then they want to call me an agent. I'm a spy because I was in the military. Hell, your ass a fucking spy. Who's a goddamn agent? If you really think about it, you working for the government, you know, you can go ahead and either being a paid motherfucker for the government or you doing it as a volunteer. And I think a lot of these cats are proud and happy to go ahead and volunteer, to go ahead and keep riches and wealth circulated within the white community. And you see that shit way, way too much. Way, way too much.
I think operating under the monetary system is a crime in itself anyway, point blank, period.
Yeah, it's all based on a lot of bullshit, man. And it's contrary to what you've been taught because they are not showing... We going through their school system. They're not showing you, hey, what's really going on. They showing you shit that's way, way back. So, you know, for a long time, they had a lot of us thinking. They even had me thinking, hey, look, the U.S., you know, the dollar's backed by gold. The U.S. dollar's backed by bullshit. I come up better on going ahead and get fucking money. For real. All right. I mean, I can go ahead and take some crayons and a copy machine and make my own goddamn money. It'd be the same fucking shit. It's nothing but paper.
Right.
The whole thing is based on some silly ass fallacy, but they want you to go ahead and I drive foreign cars, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Oh, you're gonna pay us for parts. So what? That's why I fucking work. That's why I got my little business on. It's like this, and then I go ahead and hear. And when I hate when I hear black folks go ahead and tell me this shit, you hurting the U.S. economy. I said, look, if I go to GM and tell them motherfuckers that, hey, look, my light's off, are they going to give me some money because I bought a goddamn GM car? Hell no. They ain't going to fucking help me at all. They ain't going to help me if I buy a fucking Chevrolet. No, I'm like, okay, well, I bought this car. Can you go ahead and keep my lights on, keep my... No. No, they don't give a shit about you at all. So when that money is going straight toward the CEO's pockets and all that other stuff. So you know, this economy is part, a big part of it is based off black backs. A lot of people don't see, a lot of businesses don't seem to realize that, hey, look, you going through their legal system, believe it or not, that legal system is a big part of keeping this country afloat. Drugs keeping this motherfucker afloat. And they don't want to talk about that shit. That's another reason. It ain't all about going here and they want to tax weed and all this other shit. If they keep it legal, a lot of these motherfuckers make money. They over there fighting in Afghanistan right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the purpose? It ain't about the fucking terrorists. That shit's a goddamn lie, especially if shit I know. They over there going here protecting. Who's going to control all that fucking poppy seeds? Because heroin getting on the street. If you over there, that's why I try to tell people, you know, if they over there fighting in Afghanistan, how so much heroin still making it and people making record profits? It's two people making money off of it. The pharmaceutical companies and people going here and processing the opium and making it into heroin. And it's still getting, opium, the heroin still getting into the country. I mean, how can that be? And we don't want to go here and see that shit. I want to go here and hear these individuals go here and talk about that shit. These cats are supposed to be conscious, you know, going ahead and rubbing elbows with these motherfuckers that's going ahead and got all their
They ain't ready for that kind of conversation. They still thinking it's all about the money.
Oh, shit. I saw a picture, right, of Mayweather with a couple of stacks. Thick stacks. And all this shit, he had shit on his fucking table and everything. Even fucking Rick Ross, he had shit all over this living room table.
Yeah.
So right next to that, in that same picture, you got this cat that they had in Mexico. This nigga got fucking rooms full of that money stacked up. And let's go ahead and think about that shit for a minute. These cats think they rich, they got all this money, I'm balling, whatever the fuck. But this dude, man, put your little shit to shame. It was a thing we used to play that game, man. Big bank, take little bank. Go here, whatever you got in your pocket. If you ain't got this much, I take your shit.
What?
That's how we used to play it where I grew up. Big bank, take little bank. Yeah, I told you. I grew up fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. Shit, it made my character. It made me a better person. It was shit like that. I used to see motherfuckers go ahead and they got a knot in their pocket. Another motherfucker go ahead and pull out knots out of every motherfucking pocket. Get that money up or you get your head peeled on the street. I mean, that's how big bank take little bank. I'm on the west side. I'm from Chicago. Okay?
Oh, that's how y'all did in Chicago? Big bank take little bank?
How they used to do it. I try to stay away from them crowds now because I'd be like, no, I don't fuck around with that shit. Because I'd be afraid of motherfuckers. If mine got my money ain't that tall, man, you ain't taking my shit.
Big
I don't
bank
play that game
quit
well.
Time.
I didn't play that game well then.
Big bank didn't quit that game.
Hell yeah. I'm like, what the? But shit, but Mayweather and these motherfuckers and Rick Ross, these fools that a lot of people looking up to, man, I'm like, you know, they talk about making that money, but they're making that money through ill means. I can show you different ways to go ahead and make better money than them motherfuckers, and you ain't out.
Well, I don't think
like
it's about making better money. It's about what we actually try to do with the money.
Exactly. I was leading to that. It's what we're going to do with that money. And it's like, it's sort of like, I forgot what basketball player said it, but he said he was from Africa, and he said where he come from, they got the diamond mines, right?
Yeah.
They say they got a shaft, an elevator shaft. When the elevator go out, they send a rope down to bring somebody out that fucking hole. When they bring your ass up, you better be the first one holding that rope and sending it down to bring somebody else up. You understand what that means? You get what that means?
It sounds like some collective work.
It sounds like some collective work. That means that, hey, look, somebody helped your ass get out that hole. You better go ahead and be the first one that helped somebody else get out that hole.
Okay,
and like what
the
brother was saying, we got a whole lot of individualism. We don't have a lot of people that's willing to go ahead and put their shit on the line to go ahead and bring somebody out that hole. They ready
to
go
ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With all these millionaires we got, ain't now one of them thought about building one of them. What do you call them things in our communities? These big utility, electric junk with a huge coals, all the electrical that power the whole town and stuff like that. Ain't nobody building one of those.
What is it, reactors?
Have a community surrounded around it and give them free electricity.
No, hell no. Because they profit off of black people staying poor. But here's an even worse issue. You got the niggas that go ahead and want to go ahead and protect these fools. This bothers me. It's like, oh, he made his money. You know, he ain't supposed to go ahead and help you do anything. I'm like, hold on. You got white folks that go ahead, they made their money, but they come back to their neighborhood, they come back to their place in the mountains, and they'll go back and they take care of what's going on. They'll go ahead and patronize. You don't see these motherfuckers coming into the hood, going to the rib joint.
Yeah, I heard a millionaire say something like that before. I was on a conference call with a millionaire. I forget what the guy's name was, and someone else suggested him by saying you could do this with your money, spend $100,000 here, $100,000 there. And the millionaire came back with, "Why should I be? You know, how you gonna tell me what to do with my money? Like, you don't know how hard I work or what my balance is and all that kind of stuff." You know, he came back kind of hard, but
I wish I had been on that call because I would have hit his ass with one of these. You, if you grew up fucked up and it was people in that neighborhood that helped you stay out of trouble and protected you every now and then, somebody was guiding you in that neighborhood, you old motherfucker, you got dues to pay. You need to
come
back.
All right, so now what you talking about right there, it leads into such a large, it multiplies into so many elements of what you're talking about. There's so many ways that the person was looked out for. So many benefits that he experienced. You know what I'm saying? And it seems like sometimes people forget that real quick once they get grown and come into some riches and stuff.
Exactly. They do. They seem to forget that all of that stuff. So especially these athletes who go here and they say they came from humble upbringings or fucked up stuff, man. They're the first one to go here and say, "I made it on my own." You're a goddamn liar. Motherfucking lie. Shit, and then not only the individuals that was in the neighborhood protecting you, but you got to look at the brothers and sisters who came before you, who was in that sport, who was also in the movies, who, blah, blah, in entertainment, in the music field. Look at what they went through to go ahead and make it softer for your ass to go ahead and make it in. You a damn liar. Right. You didn't do shit on your own.
You got to look at, when you can turn them back and look at what's really being done, on a community basis, you think about all the different ghettos, right?
Yeah.
If you really want to have a fight in the game, you'll try to relieve some of that pressure. You play a role in relieving some of that pressure.
Here's the thing. With a lot of these cats, especially in the music industry, they talk about, they want to rap about the ills in the community. Mm. If everybody in the community is fucking making $100,000, they ain't got shit to rap about. Now, dude. That shit don't go ahead having a nice community. It is not going to go ahead and make you money. So that's one reason they go ahead, they help support and keep the fucking community fucked up. Can't nobody tell me otherwise. Because Dr. Dre, if he really wanted to go ahead and see black folks go ahead and do better, he wouldn't have gave them fucking, what is it, $30 million, $70 million to USC. I should live around that motherfucker, man. I'm like, wait a minute. They get all kinds of money. Plus, they get government.
You talking about the college?
Yes, the University of Southern California, USC.
Why give all that money to the college?
Because
what
you know,
supposed
selling
to do?
Out is popular. What the hell? What are you crazy?
Oh man,
selling out is popular. You know, hey, and that's what they enjoy doing it, and they encourage other motherfuckers to sell out. You don't need to go ahead and do nothing back there. No. Leave them fools alone. Don't go back to the street you live on. No, don't go back there. Go ahead and stay
I don't
here.
See how these people can forget, man, the struggles these parents went through raising their youngins, man. And then you just forget.
Colleges. How they got raised. How they grew up. They next door neighbor. The guy who lived in behind the house. If they live in a fucking apartment building, all the people in the apartment building, they knew them. They even looked out there when they be walking down the street when these fools over there go ahead. Dude, I used to see stuff, man, walking to school. I seen pimps beat the shit out of hookers. I seen dudes go ahead shooting up in my goddamn hallway on the way to school.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I can't turn my back on that kind of shit. I mean, because these kids, they're supposed to be seeing that kind of shit. If I can't go ahead and tell you, okay, well, don't do that, bro, because it's going to ruin us. But don't go ahead and do a lot of this shit in front of kids. I seen dudes that go ahead, and I seen them in the hallway shooting that shit in their arm that day, that morning, and later on we walk and we get home from school and they trying to rob us in the goddamn hallway. So how the hell can these fools who went through similar shit or even worse go ahead and turn their back on that?
You know, they refer to that as structural violence. They refer to that as structural violence. This is the type of violence that most people don't know to consider. It's like when people commit suicide or you have poverty on this side of town. They refer to it as structural violence.
Shit. Go ahead. You in school, you hear gunshots, and then you go ahead, you walk past the alley, and you see all the blood, or you still see the fool still laying in the alley. I mean, just all kinds of stuff, man. I've seen that, a lot of that growing up.
Yeah.
And you don't see these fools. They want to go ahead and talk about it, and then they want to hear something else. They want to glorify it and make it seem like that's supposed to live. The fuck out of here.
Oh yeah. That'd be killing me. I see these guys in these battle raps. They always got to talk about having they get, how they split somebody down, they die for their respect, and all that kind of stuff.
What is the?
We got an economic situation, man. People are so pressured to eat. They need that money to eat, and circumstances around it kind of possess these folks, man. And that's how they get that way.
Oh my goodness! I mean, they don't see nothing wrong with that. And what you need to be running around with all these motherfucking guns for? I mean, I served in the military, dude. If I go in and I pull my shit out, I'm not playing with it. Okay, I ain't gonna go in and tell you. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and give you a fucking. It's a be cool, motherfucker. That's what it is. Okay, light your ass up with some of this be cool, and you'll be cool. I don't got no time to be playing with you. I don't do that. I don't be going ahead just showing and flashing. No, first off, I want you to go ahead and keep on fucking with me because I'm going to warn you. Yeah, I'm going to light your ass up. These fools want to go ahead and keep on playing. And then, you know, I just can't understand why you want to go ahead and be popping off rounds and there's a lot of kids around, family and everything.
Right.
And then you wind up going ahead and hitting these babies. I don't, that part, it irks the shit out of me. Why would you want to go ahead? Somebody didn't go ahead and let your ass get hit with these motherfucking rounds.
You guys be all concerned with pumping fear in people's hearts. That's when they become natural born terrorists. All concerned with trying to pump fear in folks' hearts because they don't have a care about what goes down in their community.
And so these motherfuckers want to be feared. They volunteers for the police, and then these cats call me an agent. It's sad, man, and it don't seem like it's getting any better. I think it is getting slightly better. I think the more that we come out and speak on it, and the more we try to go here and deal with some of the shit don't die. Because some of these cats out here, man, I don't even want to go here and mess with. If you out here doing stupid shit in the street, fuck it, and I let your ass alone. But like I said earlier, if we on a ship that's sinking, this ship got a hole in it. People jumping in the damn water. And I send you that O-ring, that lifeline, with a rope attached to it to pull your ass to safety. If you don't reach for it, fuck it. Get the hell out the way and let the dude next to you, let the woman next to you go ahead and pull this. Let me pull them into safety. And I say that for this. What I'm trying to do is to go ahead and help people get into their own damn business. And I'm not looking for to go ahead and get a hole to go ahead and get rich off this. I feel like this. I'm trying to make it safe so we all have something. If we all live in an area where we go ahead and we got a little bit, we ain't going to go ahead and be doing nothing stupid. It just don't make no sense.
Right.
Let me play another clip real quick, man. Let me get something real wild, man. You ain't been to my show, man. You got to go ahead now. Hear me. I do a lot of reggae music because there's a lot of messages in that shit, man.
Okay, some wild messages for reggae coming up.
There you go.
Ladies, y'all wanna party?
Lordy,
lordy. Yeah. You know, I'm just chilling with my girl under my Bacardi. You know, my name is Lenardi. Check it out. Ladies wanna sing like Pavarotti?
Yeah.
Naughty. So me go so, well, every gal I said them wanna know me, yardy, oh. Parade. No. Listen me recardio, them love me bravado. Broke me pencil, but me pencil at radio. Oh, man, I know the boy, my girl, that's for radio. I watch woman like satellite on video radio. Radio, they tell them give me bonus or reward. Don't them bang cardio, we fly from Colorado. Let them why I'm a reaper.
You know.
Let them why I'm a reaper. Well, to me, a boy, work hard in a sunny. Happy keep fit, cardi girl, them a come holy. Speak and fun, woman, I wonder how me show need. Don't tell yourself that me a wine on your no meat. Carry and never tumble, them in a the rummy. Yes, on the sheet, woman, I ask if them no done it. Know what to me, tell the bad man, not no so weak. Force it down deep in a Vanessa and body.
You know.
Well, every girl, I said them one know me radio. Me and the woman, they will never separate radio. Listen me, recardio, them love me, bravado. Broke me pencil, but me pen still a draw.
You didn't care for me.
Welcome back to the Chef Rob Show. I'm your host, Chef Rob, here at Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's topic was trying to deal with some of the ills associated with the conscious community attacking black veterans. And I got a few people on.
Quite a few things I think people need to hear you guys express. I mean, I heard you guys speak, and I think that you got a serious voice. You know, when I think about the voice that may need to, or that could be used to speak for some of the other veterans out there, I think that you guys have some excellent things to express. You express it pretty good, I might add. So I think that based on what I've heard, that a lot of these conscious people or so-called conscious community-type folks need to hear what you're saying, because I think just based on what I heard alone with the situations that you meet in the streets here compared to some of the things that they want to accuse you of, I think it blends in, and when it connects, it arrives at one single point, you know, what we're going to do to make things better. When we look at the situations that they had, that they haven't been able to rise above yet, and situations that veterans might have to deal with, and that they're having problems rising above, I don't think we have time to be pointing fingers at one another.
You know, that's a good point, brother. And let me add to that. You know, veterans go through a whole lot of bullshit while you're in. But when you come home, you know, you just want to, look, when I got home, all I just want to do was just relax and throw a lot of that shit out of my mind, because it's kind of hard to get a lot of that shit out of your mind because you see some crazy shit. I don't need to go into that. That'll set my PTSD off. But I don't want to, but we got to go ahead, and we want to go ahead and come back and be part of our community. And we would come back, when I came back, it was like, man, are y'all still on that same bullshit? And the whole world is out there, and it's actually, what they doing us over here, it's big people benefiting other countries, and then but also individuals that see the images of what's going on in the black community. And I won't say black community because we don't have one, and I'll get into that later. But we're just
a population of people right now.
Just got a population community, because if you had a community, everybody pretty much be on the same page. But you just want to come back and just go ahead and relax and get around and see some more people you ain't seen in around and get off, you know, that, you know, being on that high alert type shit that you were in and that status while you're on active duty. So, but when you come back home and you see people that's like still on the same old garbage or they got, you know, hey man, come on, why don't you help me get this, do this lick? Nigga, I ain't got no time for that shit. For real, I mean, shit, I ain't got no time for that. Oh, man, motherfucker, whatever I used to do, I can't do now. I'm in the progressing, moving forward.
Right.
I want to go ahead and help my group, my people. I don't want to keep tearing them down. I don't want to go ahead and help you go ahead and I got to take this bag somewhere else and drop it off and pick up no cash. I don't want to do that shit, man. That shit is going ahead and fucking us up. If we, just like the brother was saying, if we're an army, I don't want to go ahead and keep chopping at my own army. I'm sabotaging my army.
Right.
I'm hurting myself. And I can't be a part of that shit no more.
I wish I could send a message to a lot of those cats that's involved with all that, man, and be like, don't deal drugs, just deal money.
I mean, one of the messages I like to go ahead and push is, okay, well, you done made some money with it, and we forgive you. What you going to do with that money? Where you going with it? What you going to do with it? Do something with it. Do some good with it. You done did a whole lot of bad with the shit. I mean, this shit don't make no goddamn sense. I mean, where you head at? And I remember seeing some shit, man, when I saw these Indians, you know, it was a movie. It's an old movie when the Indians was fighting the white boys, and then the Indian leader told the white boys who were dressed up and you were in the U.S. Army uniform. He told them, "Hey, look, you know, where's your heart? Where's your loyalty?" And them Indians who was in the U.S. military uniform turned around, and shot them white boys. And so because these white boys was beating the shit out of the Indians, and these dudes were standing right there being a part of it. And, you know, and I want to go ahead and see that. These cats have no heart. They have no loyalty. None.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot of, and it goes into, like, for me, it goes into, like, a self-hatred mode. You know, you got to hate yourself in order to go ahead and do this shit. You got to really hate yourself. Ain't no love for yourself first. Yeah? So it's hard to go ahead and teach a lot of us to go ahead and love ourselves, to love somebody
right.
else when we don't even love
right.
ourselves.
That's true.
And it just seemed to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I got a big problem with the so-called leaders, black leaders. I talk about a lot of them on my shows where they ain't no better. They worse.
They don't have no solution.
They don't got no. Look, the solution is to keep talking about the problem. So
and pay their bill and pay their own bills.
Yeah.
That's their solution.
Let me keep talking about the problem, you know. Because I ain't seen not one of them really, you know, the ones that you see in parade in front of TV all the time where they really, really done something. I mean, hell, Al Sharpton was just here a few months back. And he wasn't nothing but the only thing he was doing was he was on a fucking book speaking tour, pushing his books and pushing his TV show.
Right.
But the thing that really fucked my head up was I was like, damn, I know these motherfuckers, they was giving him money. They was giving him money. I was like, man, if I was going to go back to some of the shit that I, you know, that I know of, I was like, man, we need to go ahead and borrow that cash from his ass for a minute.
You know what money make you do? Money
make
you
pay
bills. Make
you do a lot of fucked up shit.
Money make you pay bills. That's what money do.
Oh, yeah. More money, you make more problems.
You going to buy more stuff, if not a bigger house, if not something else is going to cost to maintain. Money make you pay bills.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But my thing is this. I agree with you. But why are we going ahead and then we in their monetary system? I heard you mention something about that. But why are we going ahead and going to use their money to go ahead and buy more of their shit again to send their kids to college?
I'm going to tell you why. Because, one, they printing the money and we ain't.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. They printing the money. And we ain't. And number two, ain't nobody willing to stop using money altogether at the same time. They ain't ready to drop it.
One of the
we need about
think...
400 million people that's going to say, I go to work, but I don't need my check. Do you see 400 million people doing it anytime soon? So that's number two.
Yeah. I'm going to work, but I don't need my check. Oh no!
Yeah,
no,
you know what kind of change we'll have if 400 million people go to work and say, "Look, you keep that check. I don't need it no more."
Ooh,
you
man.
Know what that means, right?
That's
you ain't got to pay
suck.
Rent no more. You ain't buying
wow.
nothing from the store no more. You ain't even got a check. You ain't got no money. But 400 million people still going to work. I come to the job. You keep that check. I don't need that because I'm tired of y'all treating me like this. I'm tired of every time I can't go to the store and walk out with something without paying for it before you calling the militia on me.
Right, right.
See, so with 400 million of us going to work and we ain't got that check, some shit going to change.
Right.
Keep that check. Keep that money. But see, that's number two. Ain't nobody willing to drop that shit. Ain't nobody willing. We ain't willing to stop using money on a collective basis. So
right.
We ain't got no choice but to use their money and plot to get away from using it at the same time. We ain't got no choice.
See, to go ahead, but that would mean that we would have to go ahead and create our own system, some other way of exchanging business.
The only thing we need to set up is a resource distribution system. That's it. Because we need to have access to the resources. Right now, our only mm-hmm. access to it is through their damn money.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
What do you suggest?
I suggest that we set up a resource. For example, we get storages. You said the same way we got store. Well, actually, stores are storages. We set them bad boys up, right? And you supply that joint, and people get to go there and get whatever they need for free.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you already have people, like I was talking about that 400 million to go to work and don't want their
right.
check, if you got these people, right? I'm talking about truck drivers that they either go to the farm belt and then to the storage, and then to the stores. You got people who work at the utility company. All these jobs people can keep going to and doing the same thing. We'll know what we need. The system will still be running. We just won't be operating it through the monetary system. You can still get up and go to the store and get what you need. And if by chance you get to the store, you don't see nothing on the shelf, you know you need to jump your monkey ass in a truck and go down there and get it done.
One other thing I try to do, because I think I was trying to send you a link to my other page and what I'm doing with my foundation.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get people involved in farming and agriculture. Everything you got, everything you're looking at came out the ground at some point.
That's right.
So I'm trying to get a lot of us to go ahead and recognize that. And it's a slow process. I've only started doing this. I've had the 501c3, I think, since last year, and I had some other distractions. So I'm just going ahead and putting things up. I'm going to be putting the website up in a minute. But I'm trying to get people to go ahead and recognize that, hey, look, you know, you were talking about the truck drivers.
That's an alternative
fuel source. Let's go ahead and get off their oil and stop messing with their oil, because it ain't none of that. None of us really benefiting us. And
as soon as we come up out of their workforce system and leave their money alone, we can do that. We can be like, we don't need your oil no more.
Don't need your oil.
First off, we don't need work for you no more.
Get people to go ahead and use to go ahead and think about. But I'm gonna start putting some stuff on that page about alternative fuels for the car and how you can go ahead and change that over, convert your engine to go ahead and take in some other fuels. I mean, up here, I mean, gas is way over $4 a gallon.
Yeah, same here.
That's fucking ridiculous. I was talking to a guy yesterday. You know,
last
week. I was talking about, man, and this is a brother, and it's hard for me to go ahead and understand when a black man go ahead and say this stupid ass shit. But he was like, man, they can bring the oil prices down. They can bring the gas prices down if they just go ahead and drill somewhere else. Look here, nigga. I told him just like this. Look here, nigga. Stop with that nonsense, man. I told him, and said, hey, look, when gas is at $4 a gallon, where do you think most of that money going to? He said, it's going over there to the Arabs. That's bullshit. If the gas is at $4 a gallon, do you know that $2.50 of that is going toward the speculators in Wall Street? He told me I was lying. I know what the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah, they knew this shit was coming.
Yeah, you know, they know this because they buying it to, because what you doing, they set these gas prices a long time ago. They set this shit a long time ago. It's like that thing dealing with the future shit.
I remember back in the day, about 10 years ago, when they did all the advertising about investing oil.
Right.
I remember
that. Right. So, you know, and then this cat trying to tell me something. I'm like, man, you ain't making no damn sense. You need to go ahead and pay attention to that. You don't need to have that anyway. And he's a brother, and he comes from the west side of Chicago, in a fucked up area. I said, you know, you got a pretty decent job, but everybody around you ain't got that. They ain't on that level. So you think it's all right for them brothers and sisters to go ahead and be going through that? Again, that's about going ahead and dealing with the people that look like you and trying to go and help the people look like you. He didn't want to go ahead and hear that. He told me I was crazy, and I wasn't making no damn sense. But the other people that was in the group, what I was saying, and this fucker got mad and left the goddamn building. Our people don't want to deal with reality and real shit. They want to keep on going and trying to keep white folks rich, and they seem like they're fighting. They'll fight you hard when you tell them, hey, look, let's do it for ourselves. Oh, no.
See, you got to be able to recognize when you're talking to somebody who ain't got no plan, ain't never even thought about no plan, or the idea of working with people who have plans. Otherwise, he would not have left that building as fast as he did. Sometimes you got to listen to what a person say. Even if you disagree, you have to recognize the person as being someone who's trying to do something and preparing to do something and stay connected with
him. Here's the thing. I had that conversation that they were having pretty much. I was on the side, and I just kept listening. And every time I see this dude, I'm like, this dude be talking fucking bullshit every time. I just had to go ahead and say something. I'm like, this dude. I say, hey.
I got to say something today.
Yeah, I'm like, man. And that day, I don't know. I guess I just didn't get fed up, and I didn't had enough of that bullshit, and I couldn't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard. But hey, brother, I'm about to get out of here, brother. Give me some solutions real quick. I had a last word.
Some solutions, man. We got to learn how to transfer this money amongst ourselves because we don't print this shit. We got to learn how to do it. A lot of people don't realize they've been conditioned to hate these multi-level marketing scams. But I have a solution that is far from multi-level marketing, but has put places in a position to transfer funds, this money that they make amongst ourselves to the point where we never need money again. That's the first step. Learn how to do that. Let's link together and collect ourselves just to get that process going alone so that we won't have no challenges in our access to the resources. We need to get our hands on these resources so that we can build these refineries that will put us in a position to recycle everything that we use and then get into all the farming that you was talking about and start leaning on that self-sustainable side of things. So when they say, oh, they're getting away from us, let's start printing this money, it won't affect us.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, why don't you check out something called the Goldsmith Tales. You ever see that?
I don't think so.
Man, look
that
up.
Goldsmith Tales.
Okay. Goldsmith Tales. Go ahead, look that up, man. I think that's the name. Goldsmith Tale, man. It's going to tell you about how they print money out of nothing from nothing. The whole banking system, some bullshit. And, man, because I did a couple of shows on that, man. It is wild. Wait till you go ahead and you check that out.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right, brother. It was nice talking to you. I hope you come back. Tomorrow I'm going to be on. I'm on about 8 o'clock, 8:30 tomorrow. 8:30 Central Time.
Okay, I'll be checking you out. I chime in.
I'm gonna ask some other brothers. Hopefully, I get these other cats calling. I got a lot of people calling in, but you don't want you and that other brother don't want to raise their hand. Okay.
All right.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in. Hope to see you next
time.
Yep.
Peace.
It's the Chef Rob Show. Thanks for being here.